Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi with a Lot podcast show. Watching this documentary about Aubrey, the guy that killed President Kennedy, and these two white guys is trying to say he acted alone over Aubrey, and they do an investigation, and he's from the CIA, used to work for the CIA, and the other guy is a police, and they're going to Mexico City and all that. Hobie Aubrey, all the places that he went, the guy that killed President Kennedy, and this right one Hulu, you know, and he got all these people doing an investigation, but a lot of people was there, who was right there, said they heard more than one shot. So I believe it's more than one people was involved to kill one of the best presidents we ever had. You know? Now, we know Cooper. Cooper, the country Cooper. I say Cooper, didn't I? You know what I'm talking about. The Russian Cooper crisis. We also know what John F. Kennedy told the president of Cuba and all. But these two guys don't believe in a spirit story. And he think Obi Aubrey acted alone, killed President Kennedy. Now, I don't believe this documentary. Okay? I told you, we're going to get into the strange things of the government. And I just think this documentary is just to throw a lot of people off. I think the CIA and the FBI made this documentary and paid these two people to put this documentary on Hulu so people can be thrown off and stop the conspiracy stories. But I just can't stop it. You know? It's no way, Obi Aubrey acted alone. People said they heard three shots. One from the book deposit where Aubrey was, and one in each corner down there. Somebody, and I don't believe he acted alone. He had other people to act with him, you know? Go watch Hulu, look this documentary up, and just think, just give me your own thoughts, okay? If you like stuff like this, I mean, if you really interested who killed JFK, and you've been in that kind of stuff, this will be the documentary for you, Hulu. It's on Hulu, and I don't know, I forgot the name of the documentary, but it's right there. Just go to Dr. Memory and it will pop up. Okay? I'm sorry. I can't give you good information. There's really nothing on streaming services. Nothing on Amazon. Nothing on Paramount Plus. Nothing on Hulu. This same old movies that you seen back in the 80s when cable used to run them to death. That's all we got on these streaming services, you know? I don't see nothing new. I just watch sometimes Lost in Space and all. Just to have something to watch, you know? How many of y'all come home and see this flip to the channel and you just tore up these 100, 300-400 channels that the cable got. And you know, smart TVs now have the apps for the movies, streaming services and all. And even the cable, Comcast got his own app. They own that. No? Right on smart TV. Infinity got an app. You don't even need cable no more. You don't need them come in to hook up cable no more. Because you got a wireless TV, a smart TV. All you need is the internet, a motor. And there you go. You got all the movies. Netflix, Hulu, Paramount. All them ads on smart TVs. I got the Roku TV. And they got every app that you could possibly dingle for. Of on smart TV, you know, and I don't even use the cable box no more. You know, I think it's just a waste of money to get people more money, take more money out of people. Look at my bill; they've been charging me for renting the cable box and all, and I don't even use the cable box no more. I just use the modem for the internet. And I can get all the movies, all the apps that I want. Paramount, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Netflix. All of them. Right on my Roku TV. You know? But I'm going to get rid of this Infinity. I'm going to Verizon. And I know people, a lot of people. And I'm just going to get the phone, internet, and streaming from Verizon, you know. And I'm going to switch my phone services so I can get that. But I'm just taught of Infinity, you know. And just, they got to go. How many of y'all taught of your cable company? Wherever you get cable, wherever you live, across the country. How many of y'all taught of the cable company? Yeah. Don't need them no more. Plus, they got their own app. So you still can watch stuff on cable. No? Infinity got an app that I watch. And I don't even need the cable box. I just go to the app and it got all the stations and channels that I need. You know? I can watch my local channels and all that. And I go, sometimes I could just go over to Pluto and watch Los Angeles channels and Chicago channels and all local and other channels from other cities. But I'm tired of watching news at 6, news at 7, news at 8, and all. Too much news. And I can't get no snooze. Watch too much news, you ain't gonna get no snooze. So leave that news alone. And but this Dr. Memory got the CIA, Cuba, and all of them involved of the 60 missile crisis, and they saying Cuba had something to do with the assassination of Kennedy, these two guys. But it's pretty good documentary. Ain't nothing that we already didn't know, you know. And I just don't think that he didn't act alone. It's other people in the government know who killed the president, you know. And superior stories is really, really high when it comes to JFK, the 1947 Roscoe crash of the UFO, Martin Luther King, who killed him, who was involved with him, you know, the government, and so much other people, you know, even Ronald Reagan. I believe that our own government was trying to, I don't believe that guy was trying to impress Jodie Foster. I think the government paid him to do that. To do that, you know. Watergate. They wanted to get rid of Nixon. So they, you know, I mean, people, you know, people are so sneaky. You don't even have to work for the government. It's in your own friends and your own family. It's just like the government. And they would turn against you just like that, you know. So, just think about it, you know. Think about it. I told you we're going to get into those paranormal conspiracy stories and stories that, strange stories that been out there for a while, like the JFK assassination and the 1947 Roswell crash. And then that right after that, we discovered technology. Think about it. Right after the 1947 crash, we detected technology. Now, here's the thing about UFOs. UFOs was documented in the Bible. And the people in the Bible days reported that they seen flying charities and all that over the sky. You know? Just remember, Jesus says, I'm not from this world evil. No, I ain't saying he's an alien and all, but he said, I'm not from this world. And, guys, you got to put all of that together. You know, just got to put all this technology and science fiction and just put it together. And just bring it to your own conclusion, but I mean, and don't get me wrong, I believe everything in the Bible, okay? Everything. They took stuff out the Bible. That's right. But when you two, you can ask them what pages they took out the Bible about UFOs and other things. Remember how Satan was cast out? Well, they got a story on that. Oh my God, get people, we got to get into this, you know, we definitely got to get into this. You got to get on your YouTube channel, or you do your search. I mean, the best is, everything is on YouTube, because the YouTube channel people, they do documentaries on everything, and they got a document on Satan, and how Satan created all his angels to, and according to the doctor memory, Satan is the one gave us all the knowledge. You know, the knowledge of astronomy, the knowledge of war, the knowledge of life. And God got mad, you know. And he told Satan that humans is not capable of all this knowledge. Go find the doctor. I wish I'd find the doctor memory before I came on the air. That's why I say this show, this Corey Whitlock podcast show, is really good. If you like stuff like that, stick with this show. And I get this, I get all these ideas from watching the other guy on iHeart. He got a show just like this. No, I forgot his name. I used to watch him all the time. And I'm going to say, and I said to myself, I'm going to do a show just like that, like he did. I can't think of his name. He's on iHeart. And he is a LA channel that he's on. And he do UFOs, paranormal activity, and all that stuff. I think his name is Newman or something. Yeah, he the one that inspired me to do this show. You know, and wait till I start getting my writers and all that. I'm gonna get them to write. Do research and report on the UFOs and who shot JFK, evidence and stuff like that. The Roswell report, the Blue Book, all of that stuff. I'm unscripted right now, but I'm going to get the people who write my podcast strip and my YouTube strip. I'm going to get them to be working this year. We're going to get some shows this year, people. And as I get the money, the show's going to get better too. And I'm going to get people start announcing me and all that. That's right. I got the research. I can do that. And all. And the show going to get better. And season 5, we're going to have some new music. I'm going to retire, go with the flow. And I'm going to find some new music. And I'm going to get other people to in announce and say goodbye to y'all. But things going to change as we go along, okay? It take time, okay? The show is only 4 years old. And it takes time. Take time. You know, I'm learning everything about it. You know. And once upon a time, I had my children. And I want them to come and do an interview. And all. But if God is willing, that might happen one day. You know, I still talk to them over Instagram. So, God is good. You know. God is good, and God is willing, and he wants us to stay together, and everything. He will find a will, and that's a will, that's a God, okay? Like I said before, not turning against them. I'm their father, so I'm not turning against them. But they just young, they don't understand what happened with me and their mother. What me and their mother have been through, and why we broke up, and all they just kids, and they was kids when it all happened and stuff like that. Me and her was both in the wrong, so on and so on. Y'all know the story, and just pray for us, okay? That's all I'm asking, people. Just pray for the Whitlock family, Corey Whitlock, Candy. Their mother, Donald Whitlock, Ashley Whitlock. Ashley doing good because Ashley got Nikki. She's still with Nikki. But didn't play for it too. Definitely Michael. Touch his heart. Get him to church. Make him find God. And get all that angry and evil out of him. And his girlfriend as well. Especially Jessica. Bless her and her son. Really much, because I love my grandson. I got to see him, and they finally showed my grandson to me, and I feel good. I mean, I feel really good being a grandfather for the first time, just like being a father for the first time, you know, just made my day, you know, and maybe once they'll let me get to know him, maybe I can bring them on the show, you know. But I don't want them to come in this place. Because the landlord don't take care of it. And this place is a mess. It's a mess. And I just don't like them coming here. Because I got to get out of here. And that's why I'm going to save my money and all. But just pray for us. Jessica, her son, and of course Maya. And all the people that help us out, like Miss Judy, Miss Maya's mother, adopted mother, and Nikki, who took care of Candace, and taking care of Ashley. All the good people, not the bad people who broke us up, but the good people, like Henry. Henry is still a good person, even though. He do his Henry thing. He just do the Henry thing. But Henry a good person. I gotta say that because he's out there. He listening. He did help me with my rent. He did help put money to my phone and stuff. And not going nowhere. So he knows I'm not going nowhere, so he knows he's going to get the money back. You know, he knows where I live and work, so he knows he's going to get the money back. He ain't like Tim. You going to pay me back. Nah, he ain't like Tim. He knows that I'm not going nowhere or nothing, you know. And it's going to take time to rebuild what Michael and them did. I mean, I already forgive them. And because my love is more stronger than hate. And I already forgive them. You know, and they're young. I got to remember, I did young, stupid things too. You know. So, y'all got to remember, if anybody hurt y'all and they're young, you got to remember that you was young too. You did stupid things to make people mad too. Okay? Never be angry when the sun go down. I'm going to always say this. Never be angry when the sun goes down. Okay? If you know what I mean about that, never take your angry to bed while the sun goes down. Because you never know what happened. Okay? Get it over with that day. Get that anger out of you that same day. If you can't, just get on your hands and knees and ask the most impossible, greatest human being ever walked this earth. The amazing King of all kings, Lord of all lords, Master of the universe. And you get on your knees and you ask him. His name is Jesus. Ask him. Go to him. Ask him. He's your father. He's your creator. Ask him. But just don't do it, people. I mean, a lot of people do that. And next day they wake up, they found out their loved ones is gone. And they never get to say goodbye because they had an argument that the day before, and then something happened to their loved ones. Your mom, the dad, y'all had an argument the day before, and then something happened the next day. And now you feel really bad because you're never can say you're sorry to them. Okay? So that's what I mean. Never go to sleep while you're angry, while the sun goes down. It's a dangerous thing to do. Okay? It said that in the Bible. You need to find it. And I'm going to keep reminding everybody who listen to this show. Okay? Now go tell your friends. The people who listen to the show, tell your friends so they can pass it on to other countries across Germany, across the United States, and try to get some Canada people involved too. I want a whole audience. So please go tell your families who live in other countries and military stationed overseas. And I'm glad to have United Kingdom and Germany and Ireland and India and all of y'all. I'm glad to have y'all listening to the show. Now, go tell your family and friends and co-workers and all. It's American name, African-American name. Live on the East Coast. By the city, ain't that far off from the capital of the United States. And his name is Corey. And he got a show about something. Talk about nothing but a little bit of everything. Okay? Okay? So, just go tell. Okay? Tell everybody. Go to my podcast. Go to my YouTube channel. Watch we do a live show. That's coming soon. I don't know when. Whenever I'm ready to start filming myself. Okay? But I gotta get my promoters to send it to my promoters so they can get people to watch me. So y'all can see me in Germany and India and Beirut and whatever other countries that's hooked up and Florida and Ohio, Idaho, and Oregon, and Arizona, and hopefully I get California, Nevada, Washington State, Chicago, or we got Michigan, New Hampshire, and New England, Maine. I just need a lot more listeners. So you got family members in those states and all. Canada, Hawaii, Alaska. Come on, join the party. Join me. Join me in adventure. I'm talking about the Star Wars universe. Talking about the Star Trek universe. Talking about the government. Superior stories. And I'm explaining objects and all paranormal activities and lots more. Also, my science fiction story is going to be a science fiction story, a podcast where I'll be tending to be other characters, be reading from a strip, and you'll be hearing special effects and stuff like that. And I will be doing short stories of science fiction stories. Also, my real crime podcast. Told y'all about that before I got sick. I'm going to be doing that very soon, okay? Now, these two stories about crime, but I'm going to be doing a character who investigating the crime, you know, and I already got a writer who's ready to write that and write science fiction stories. I don't know when, but it could have been getting put up January and February, already be up and everything. But just remember, I got sick and everything, was hospitalized, and so on and so on, and that just cut everything way back. And then I did a really dumb thing, paid $500 for a whole year for my obstruction on speaker, and I just wanted to pay $50 a month, not $500 for a whole year. So those who do a podcast on speaker know what I'm talking about. It's a monthly plan. They have 8, 20, 50, and then you can do a whole year with $100 or $50 be $500, like I made a mistake and do. I was just rushing. But I'm good, okay? I'm good. It's tax times, tax season and everything. And March is coming. You know, and that means I will be getting three pay periods in March. So one of those pay periods would be pay the bills, the regular gas and electric, and so on. The last pay period will be the rent. But the two pay periods, and I'm going to have a pretty good sum. And I'm going to put that for Mercy. I'm going to have a Mercy account. I'm going to have a Play account. And I'm going to have a Bill account. Bank of America is going to be my Mercy account. I'm going to put so much in there, I'm not going to touch it at all. My Play account is going to be traveling and video games that I like to do with my time. And my Bill account is just going to be the rent and so on, the main bills and stuff. So, I hope that sound good to y'all. Sound good to me. And I learned this from YouTube, and I found a YouTube video on it, and the guy told me how to balance it. And I'm also going to start getting invest my money too. I'm going to invest in Take-Two, the people who own Rockstar Games. They call it Take-Two, and I'm going to invest my money in that. I'm going to invest my money in Amazon. I'm going to invest my money in Netflix. I wish I would have did that when Netflix was first started. Boy, I wish I would have did that when Netflix first started. Oh my goodness. Y'all just don't know. But it's better to put your money in investment, in my opinion, to invest your money in something and just have it in a saving account, knowing that you're going to dig into that saving account, you know. But if you invest your money, you already got an investment, and you're investing in it on other stuff, and that money is going to grow if the stock market is keep going like it's going and everything. It goes off, but you got to take risks, people. No risk, no reward. No, I know everybody heard that before. No risk, no reward. That's why Paramount take risks with Star Trek. They're gonna hit big pot if they take their time on the next Star Trek movie. They're gonna get it right. Believe me. You try and you keep on trying. Now the investors, the people who invest in the Paramount movies and stuff like that, they're gonna look like okay. But you gotta take risks. You know, that's why Paramount keep putting Star Trek out. The last three movies, to say, didn't really do well. You know, but they took a risk anyway. Some of Paramount movies didn't do well, but they still made it and released it. Took the risk on the streaming service. Took a risk of putting CBS and Paramount back together. No, gotta take risks. You know, to me, I think Paramount Plus is way better than Netflix and much better than Amazon. You know, my opinion. You know, I think all the streaming services are just a little same. They just got something different to show you. You know, they got that. Here's Paramount. Paramount got the Paramount Network. On cable, you know, they making money. You got CBS. So, and Viacom is the official corporate for them. So, I don't think they going nowhere anytime soon. And when I was watching all the states, they was talking about California and how California had a woman put on fire. I gotta watch it again and tell you about it. But anyway, I know Paramount is one of the oldest old studios in Hollywood. I think they started in 1924. About three, four decades before Star Trek. Way before Star Trek. I think Gene Roddenberry probably was just a little baby then. Little kid then. You know? Went into the Navy. Became LA police. Then he went on to Paramount and sold his stories. The lieutenant. And then Nancy Nicholson was in the lieutenant. I think Mr. Spot, Leonard Nimoy was in the lieutenant. So everybody know each other from the lieutenant and other work they did with Gene Roddenberry. you know. And when they were announcing that he was doing Star Trek, the show Star Trek was really called Wagon Wheel to the Stars. And then they changed it to Star Trek. I mean, and even in the Dr. Memory, they said, if you want a story, Gene Roddenberry is the person to go to back then. Because when they did the document about him, they said he had stories that he written all over the place, all over his house. And Nancy Nicholson went to visit him, you know, and she was reading The Wagon Wheel to the Stars. And I think she had something to do with the Star Trek. You know, her and Lucy. I mean, it wasn't called Paramount back then. It was called Disney Studios, something like that. And took it to Star Trek. They took this to Disney Studios, whatever it was called before Paramount. And they took it to there. And Lucy LeBeau looked at it, her and her husband, and say, okay, give you a chance. You know? That's why they call Lucy the grandfather of Star Trek. I mean, grandmother of Star Trek. Just like Gladys Knight is the grandmother of the Jacksons. Not, what's her name? Diana Ross. Gladys Knight discovered the Jacksons. A lot of people don't know that, do you? Yeah. I mean, Hollywood got a lot of issues, just like Washington do. They got a lot of issues, people. That's why I call the bull and the shh. Okay? Just put the two together and you say it. I can't say it, but you say it. The bull and the shh. With an S. D.C., the people in D.C., is the S. And the Hollywood is the boo, 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 boo. Put them together. Get the word. Just say it. Boo, bit. Got me? That's the way I look at it. That's just the way I look at it. I know, I always say that, but that's the way I look at these two organizations, these two gangsters on the West and the East Coast. That's all they are, gangsters with big money. Organization can probably do anything they want to you. You know? Why you think we don't have Martin Luther King and JFK or Michael Jackson? And so on and so on. They can do anything they want to do, man. Come on. Strange stories. Supremacy stories. Oh, boy. You gotta know. I mean, just gotta know. And let's talk about this weather, man. Let's talk about this crazy, stupid, how heated in the wintertime weather. I love snow, and I love winter. I love spring. I love fall. But summer can go. Take this bull crap and put it back in the summertime. It just don't get 68 degrees in January. Come on. Just don't get it. Why we can't have our winter? You always going to have your heat. I mean, it's just too hot, man. And it's time of the year. don't the sun put a pull away a little bit from the sun? And the spring and summer supposed to be a little close to the sun? You know? In the wintertime and fall time, the sun move away. It goes into an orbit, up in orbit, you know. Some kind of, they got a name for it. Y'all can look it up. But I know this because I learned it in school. And you get a little bit, as the sun go around the sun, the earth go around the sun, they got a special orbit. And it pulls away. Not pull away, but it just goes into that way orbit. And we can get winter time. That's how we get winter. And then it comes back down, and it'll be a little bit close. That's why we get summer and spring. It's a name for it, but I can't think of the name, so y'all gotta look it up. I know it's a name for it, because they got a name for everything. But I don't know what's going on. If we drain too much oil out of the earth, and it's just off balance, or we just already destroyed the earth, and it's just letting us know there's no coming back. I just don't get it, people. Turn my phones off while I'm recording. Very annoying. Hate them phones. How many of y'all got an Android phone and you just can't stand it? Raise your hand. Raising my hand. Can't stand them. I need a Galaxy phone or iPhone. They dislike the 20, 30-year-old phone. You know? And LG, whatever kind of company that is, trying to make phones and Androids, you know? And can't even make them. Don't even know how to make them. After a little while, they just don't work. Try to turn them on, push the screen. They fight you and everything. Got two of these summer guns. A 5LG and a 6LG. I can't stand them. No. Just gotta get that iPhone. No. Once that Xbox X is in here and my TV is in here, I'm definitely getting the iPhone. Okay, I know, I say this is the year of saving, this is my New Year revolution, but I'm getting my iPhone, okay? I know I got to get this mess out of here in my dining room. I'm going to do that, but I'm getting my iPhone. I'm not playing with these phones no more. Taking them out and just smashing them. No, can't stand the Androids. I don't know about y'all, but I just can't stand them Androids. And the LG, I thought LG make refrigerators and stuff like that. I don't even know nothing about that company anyway. Make TVs, don't they? I bet their TVs not even good. Damn, don't go and know that cell phones ain't good. Android. Take that mess and stop making it. You know, even get a Google phone, that will work better than Android. Android and the Windows phones, they the worst phones. Just don't buy them. They the worst phones, people. I don't think they even make the Windows phones no more, because people don't even like them. And Android should just be free phones, you know, for the people who can't afford it. They should just get Androids out. Don't know how to make phones. No. And that noise again. I gotta be careful because I'm getting that noise. And almost finished anyway. Y'all hear that humming noise? Yeah. I gotta get a new mic because my daughter, Jessica, when I went to work, she used to take the mic off, take apart, and be singing with Alesta. Her and Alesta be singing their blues when I'm at work, when she was here. And then when she hear me coming, you can see the little chicken feet running into the bedroom. But she was good company while she was here, but I definitely enjoyed her company, but didn't like what she was doing, her and Michael was doing. I mean, but I forgive them. I do. I love them. I love them too much to be mad at them, you know. And I'm going to be talking about my kids all the time. So, y'all don't like it, y'all tune to another podcast. Because I love my babies. I just love them. And, you know, but I love them so much, I'm just going to have to give them that distant love and punish them. Give them that heart love, you know, and let them know that I mean business. Alright, people, almost time for that time, you know, but once again, mind everybody, football fans, those commercials, the halftime show. And you probably, I don't know how many games, more games that we have, championship games and so on, or regular games that's still going on. But like I said, people, your team's going to make it one day, okay? Just give it that try, okay? Just keep praying for them. Keep praying for your team. Keep cheering for them. Don't give up on your team. Okay? And don't be like me, switch team. But reason I switched teams because I just needed a change. You know, I just needed a change. And cheer for something else. Alright? But that's your team. Stick with it. That's your silly team. That's your encore. That's your life. Football. You know, family, everything. And if your team is in the playoff, they in the championship, you know that they're going to do it. Okay. We know that. Football is one of the greatest sports. Only thing I don't like is betting on it. Take that thing away from football. You know, take that family and friends thing away, because you betting now, and just take it away. It's okay to have fantasy football, your team, but I don't think you should bet on football. Got enough gambling going on. Go to Las Vegas. Go to the Horseshoe. Go to Maryland Live, Hollywood Live, and all. And gamble. The regular gamble. But football, sports shouldn't gamble. Just take away the old fun. The old Sunday fun. How many of y'all gonna do it though? Since it's everywhere now. No. With that gambling thing, King thing, and then you got Fando, and how many of y'all do it, gamble, and all on your teams? It's another way to lose money, you know. Another way to lose money. Because it's just like going to Las Vegas while you're not in Las Vegas. Sitting on your couch and know that you put all that money in there and your team lost. So just like sitting at that casino playing that slots machine. You put all your money in there, you win, then you go put it right back in there and you lose it. Oh boy, people, don't do that. I always told myself, if I win, pain get the back. I'm hauling the ass out that door. They not getting back. Old kids, $16. And I win $16, you ain't getting it back. I'm leaving. $16,000, you definitely ain't getting it back. Think I'm gonna put all that money in there, $800 in a slot machine, and I finally win $16,000. You think I'm gonna give it back to him? Hell no. No. Come on. I don't care if $800. $900. You know? Sit there and put $400 in and I finally win $1,900. You think I'm gonna give it back to you? Wanna write cash that bad boy? Give me a cup of coffee and hamburger and tell you to kiss where the sun don't shine. Nah. It don't work like that. Especially if I play blackjack. I love playing that. That's one of my favorite card games, and I'm really good at that. And you actually think, and I want to win at blackjack, and people, I'm going to win their money in the casino money too, and I'm going to sit there and then say, yeah, I'm ready to deal again, put it all back in there. No, I'm not. I'm going to say, thank you. See ya. You know, not putting it back in there and not going back to the casino for like a year. If I win big time, like 2,600, 36,000, I'm not going back to at least 6 years. And when I do go back, I'm only taking like 300 this time. Took 500 for you and came out with 36,000. I'm only going this time with 300. Don't win, you can have it. I already got it. Invested in it. No. Nah. Just like playing the lottery. You keep playing the lottery and then the big jackpot and all that. Everybody go. And then only the people out in West Coast, West Maryland, and the places they want you to win, you win the jackpot. It's never in the city. Never in the city. Nobody won in Reisterstown Road, 7-Eleven, or up here on Liberty Heights where they played the lottery in that fake 7-Eleven up there on Liberty Heights. Nobody never wins. No. Not the big jackpot. I mean, hey, you know, I guess that's the way it is, you know. You snooze, you lose. I'm not snoozing. I'm bluesing. I'm on cruising. I'm not gonna lose. I'm gonna cruise. When I do win, I'm gonna cruise, not snooze. Right, Snoop? Love you, Snoop Dogg. All right, people, time to go. See you on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Be kind to each other. Love each other. Remember, have Jesus in your life at all times, every minute, every second every hour, every day of the year. Put him in everything you do. It was good, bad, or whatever. Put him in everything you do, okay? And you will get to where you need to go in life. You have to go to your storm to get to your dorm, okay? God will be waiting for you on the other side, or he will go to that storm with you to guide you out, okay? I'm living witness of that. Just keep your head up, keep your chest out, and keep praying. Don't listen to the haters or the trolls, because they lost, okay? And keep it real. Love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you too.
Happy New Year!